CBA Mobile.
You mean they let you out on the road on a Sunday afternoon? Oh, W2T stationary.
You know, sometimes they cut me loose on the weekend.
I'm going to have to file a complaint about that and see if we can get your roaming things reduced or nilled out, you know?
Well, oh, me. I'm going to see if I can play some tennis. We're actually going to meet at a tennis court right off of West Fair, off of Poinsett Street in Greer, and because the sports club closes, I think an hour after this guy's going to get here that I'm playing with, so we want to play longer than an hour.
Good, if you got someplace to fall back on, and of course it won't be as dark. What time is the guy supposed to meet you?
Which right now, it's called Tryon Park. I've been there before. I've never played there, but I've been by it a couple of times. And it looks like it's four courts, but they look like they're in real good shape. So I guess we'll see. You're a little scratchy in the repeater there, which is not normal for you.
Well, I'm sitting at home here, and the trees are getting awful thick over here on my property, and my antenna's an old antenna that's been up for a good while, so it's had many years of use and everything else, so, you know, it's not the newest thing, you know.
That transmission sounded good. I don't know what was going on, but anyway, it might have been where I was, but who knows. Well, I'm just in a mess of traffic here. I headed west, east on Wade Hampton towards Greer, and I tell you, it's just amazing the traffic that's out here at this time of day on a Sunday. Where's everybody going?
Well, I don't know, but you know, it's like that. Probably everybody's either going or coming from church, you know, on a Sunday afternoon. So anyway, I'm just sitting here messing around on the computer. Got something running in the background, and I'm sitting here reading while it's running, since all I have to do is every now and again look up and click on a yes or no answer for it to go to the next part of what it's running.
It kind of reminds me of the checkout counters these days. It seems like everybody's changing their format, and, you know, you used to could anticipate what was coming up on the screen and, you know, be ready to jump on the button. And now they ask you different questions, and you know, some of them ask you if you want to give to whatever organization and to make a donation, and everything's out of sequence, I guess is what I'm trying to say, you know, from what it used to be.
Running here is a program that's redoing some files, and it's doing it part way, and then it has changes to a different group of files, and it's going to want to know, do I want to continue working with this group of files to make the same change? It's a kind of like a batch change of data in the files, but I have to sit here and enter the change, enter the new data that I want to go in the next set of files. So, you know, it gives me something to do. Like I said, I can sit here and read while it's going on, because it runs 5 or 10 minutes at a time per batch, because some of these batches are pretty big.
You glued to the chair. Well, I tell you, it's amazing. The sun is hitting the side, the left driver's side, side view mirror, and it's in the car in front of me, and it's blinding me. I have to get over the block, you know, and block it to keep it from blinding me. I mean, it's just the way they've got that mirror set. It's just blinding. So only way I know how to describe it. And it's funny. It reminds me of my dad. We used to take Sunday afternoon rides. You know, you don't do that much anymore. But we'd go riding every Sunday afternoon, and we were on Haywood Road, by the way, which was just a 2-lane road and a cow pastures, and the sun was shining on his windshield wipers.
1 mile.
Oh, Lord.
West Point Street.
Okay, and that's my guy talking there, and so the sun was reflecting off of his chrome wiper arm, and it was reflecting right into his eyes. He says, you know, they need to paint these things black so, you know, they won't reflect the sun. And sure enough, it was just a few more years, and they started making them black.
Yeah, they did. And yeah, I thought maybe that was your wife calling to give you some directions on what you're supposed to do. Now, I guess since you're going to play tennis, you're not going to be on the South Carolina single sideband net tonight at 7 o'clock, right?
Unfortunately, I've missed that for several nights now in a row. I really can't tell you. I see. We had our youngest daughter and her husband and our grandsons over last night, so that's why I wasn't on last night. And then night before, I was just too lazy to get up off the couch. I'll just be honest with you.
Might as well get rid of their HF stuff. You're not going to use it. Just, you know, put it out there for sale. Let somebody give you a couple of dollars for it and get it out of your house. Quit letting it collect dust. Your wife will probably be happy about that.
Please deposit 50 cents for the next 3 minutes. This is your friendly neighborhood charity, paying for BWA.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Oh, man. Well, so how are you doing, Steve?
Rusty, that slot on the front of your radio is not for money. That's for an SD card. Wait a minute. No, you might not even have the slot. How you doing, Rusty? Hey, Dave.
I'm just listening to him give all his excuses why he can't make the sideband net more than once a month and all. You know, if he's not going to talk on HFs, just tell him to sell his radios. I mean, there's no point in letting him gather dust. His wife would probably appreciate him to get rid of the dust catchers over in the corner, you know, in that corner of the room, you know. What do you think, Steve?
He sends me text messages as to who he gets from time to time. Down in Costa Rica and all over the place. Hey, you guys, I tagged a guy in Slovenia this morning on 20, and I also tagged the West Coast. A guy that was about, he said he was living about 3.5 miles from Disneyland.
Yeah, well, you know, that means let me quick question, and I'll let Dave jump in here. What time of the morning did you get him, Steve?
Actually, more like about 12:30.
Okay, so it would have been about 9:30 on the West Coast. Okay, just wondered if maybe you got him at 7:30 in the morning, and it was like 4:30 out there. Go ahead, David.
KB4CBA in the group. Let me park here and see if I can hit the repeater.
Please deposit 50 cents and you will be able to hit the repeater.
That's good. I've got a SD card slot in my 7300. I guess you might get squeeze a quarter in there. I might have to get my saw out and saw the hole out a little bit bigger to get a quarter. Maybe it would take a nickel.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Rusty, what was that? I was monitoring Caesar's Head all the way down the mountain from Little Switzerland the other day, and I picked up you and Bob, ND7J. What was that he called you?
Nickname for me, yeah. And he enjoys doing that to me.
Have you heard that nickname, Dave?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Bob, we have the illustrious Rust-Oleum on the radio.
Okay. Well, I called him Krusty one time, but anyway, I try not to pick on Rusty too much, you know. But he's a pretty nice fella, you know. And they ain't many of us around.
Us older guys, we've learned you don't get mad, you just get even. And you know, if things start going the wrong way, you know, other people have accidents, and I know nothing about them, you know? Go ahead, Steve.
Well, here's the thing, Rusty. If people kind of kid you, tease you from once in a blue moon or every now and then, it generally means that they like you a little, well, sort of, kind of, maybe. And you ought to appreciate them, you know, kind of teasing you a little bit once in a blue moon. Shouldn't get that
tip top
bent out of shape.
Oh, let's see if I have it. Okay. Yeah, well, it's like we've got a guy from Italy, and, you know, he talks like somebody from Italy. He's got a real thick accent. And so I try to teach him. I say, Giacomo, we don't say that. That way, you know, I'll try to teach them Southern, what I call Southernese talking, and so I just give them a hard time. So I'm quit giving them a hard time, but because I'm sure it's probably gotten old. But one day I went by, and it was a couple of young girls, it's probably 8 or 10 years old. I said, Giacomo, are you still impersonating a tennis pro? I said, girls, y'all aren't paying him for this, I hope. You should have seen the look on their face. So Giacomo said, I said, Giacomo, I wouldn't pick on you if I didn't like you. He said, well, you must love me then.
Oh, I understand that and everything, but, you know, and it's just like, you know, we'll let Dave slide a dime in that slot on his radio, and then we'll both sit back and laugh at him a little bit while he orders him a new replacement when that one shorts out. How about that, Steve?
Did I get to collect the change?
I downloaded the update, and I put this, you know, I formatted the card, like I said, and downloaded the update, put it in the radio, and then this big warning thing came up, and it was like, you know, I was going to set off a bomb or something. I mean, it was like, you know, if you push OK and your radio, you know, blows up, then it's not our fault or something crazy like that, and you'll have to send it back to the manufacturer. So I just sat there and I went, And so I just popped the SD card back out, and I said, we'll try this later.
Well, that is designed to scare you off, and they don't want anybody, you know, putting in anything that they really don't know what they're doing. And that card was to program for FDA and for some of the settings in the radio, wasn't it?
I didn't read the software update, you know, what all it did. It just, you know, made some minor changes to the radio, and nothing major. And probably a lot of it was having to do with FT8 and maybe FT4, I don't know. I don't use either one of those. So, you know, I figured, you know, heck, it's working fine like it is, so I'm just going to leave it like it is for now.
Hey, Steve, I figured out Dave is one of those guys that he gets these kits to build things, and he just jumps right in and tries it, doesn't bother, and throws the instructions over in the corner, and then when it all doesn't work out, he wonders why. What do you think, Steve? It sounds like W2T.
Oh, no, I think he's been buying some stuff without the instructions there these days. David, what radio did you get from Bob?
Yeah, did I get for what?
Oh, from Bill. Your RC radio. Was it a Spectrum, or just what was it?
It's Red Spectrum, God, what was that thing? D something 6, DS 6, or SD 6, or. I don't know, it's nice. It's very nice. It's got a nice display screen on it and a lot of switches and, you know, of course you can set all your trim levels if it's not just right the way you want it, then you can adjust each one. And it's, you know, you can program different planes to it, and so it's a nice, transmitter. So I'm just, you know, kind of dragging my feet. I need to get a battery for the plane, and I need to get a new receiver. For the airplane. Heck, he may have given me one. I'll have to look in the box. But anyway, I just still got a couple of things to do before I can get that plane in the air. But I can fly with a trainer that I got from him too.
Well, so it's a DX6, and does it have a letter past that?
It seems like when I flipped it over on the back, it has an A after it. I'm not sure. So it's got a nice case. It zips up in a hard case. And he gave me a ton. He gave me two boxes full of stuff. I don't even know what all's in there. He was very generous. And of course, I mean, I paid him some money. So, you know, but, you know, in fact, I offered to pay him some more when he threw in the trainer. I said, yeah, you can't just do that. I mean, I've got to pay you for it. And so, but anyway, so I need to get my insurance, and I guess I need to join a club, and so I can take that trainer out and fly it. Of course, I need to get the software and do some more flight training on the computer, I guess, before I do anything.
Okay, what do you got going on Thursday?
See, I think Thursday morning I'm playing tennis at 9. We're starting earlier because it's getting hotter. I'll have to look at my calendar here because I don't know. Thursday. Good Lord. Shows, that's all I have is tennis in the morning.
So if you start playing tennis at 9, you'll be done by 10 or 10:30, which means you could be up at the house at 11, right?
KB4CBA. It would probably be more like 11:15 or so, because, you know, sometimes we don't finish right at 10:30 if nobody needs the court. We'll, you know, and we're still playing, and we're close to the end, we'll go ahead and play it out. only takes me about 35 minutes to get up there.
Okay, well, bring your stuff with you and come on up. We'll get you back on the simulator, okay? And at least get you some airtime in. At least get you started towards it. And that way I can take a look at what you got.
That sounds good. Rusty, are you you still pushing buttons on that computer?
Again, every now and again it wants something. Right now it's in about a 15-minute or 20-minute cycle here, so I'm just sitting here reading, listening to you guys jack your jaws. So, you know, I'm happy here and not having to do any hard labor. So, and I think Steve, the only reason he wants you to come up to his place is that he wants you wants to be able to go through your toys and see what you.
Take a bit, so if he starts drooling, you know.
Hey, Dave. The only reason I'm trying to get you up there is so that I can get you motivated to get into the air.
Well, you know, I mean, I got several irons in the fire, as they say, so, and, you know, I just have to pick my priorities for the day. And one of them is finished cutting the grass. my mower ran out of gas the other night, and I filled it up, and then it wouldn't start, and so I hit the choke one time and pulled it, and then I started smelling gas, so I backed off the choke, and I flooded it. So the, you know, I was so tired by then, I just heck with it. You know, I didn't want to take the spark plug out and dry it out. You know, do all the stuff, you know, pull a cord a few times, let it blow any gas out of the cylinder or whatever. And I was just tired. And I just said, you know, the heck with it. The mower, I was standing right there next to the shed anyway, so I just stuck the mower in and then said, later.
Hey, Dave, have you ever pulled a Briggs & Stratton engine apart?
No, I think the one I took apart was a Tecumseh engine. I never put it back together.
All right, because I've got a snapper, and I'm pretty sure I got a valve stuck open. And I got to figure out what's going on with that thing. It's a Briggs IC 12 horsepower. So I'm going to have to go online and get some exploded views and see how that jewel comes apart. See if I can't get that valve freed up. But it's probably galded, and I'll have to have a new valve and a new valve guide put in and all that junk.
Well, my snapper did that. And what I had to do was I took the head off, and you have to take the top off, top cover off, and then you can take all those screws out right there where the spark plug is, and pull the head off, and it's got a metal gasket, so most of them do, and you can just reuse it, and you'll see the ring there on the valve has fallen out, and it's probably holding the valve open. And mine did that several times, and what I did was I stuck it back in there, and then I took a chisel and just in several places right where it seats against the side of the, you don't want to hit it where the valve hits it, but you know, between it and the head, hit that area, and just put you a few things in there, and it'll hold it in place. I don't know what else to do. Somebody on here probably rebuild small engines that could help you with that.
Okay. Well, try to pull that apart and confirm that I got a valve stuck open. I may get you to come up and take a peek at it with me. So, well, Rusty, I'm going to jump out of here. And, Dave, I'm going to jump out of here. I got to run into Ingles with my wife. And, think we can get on a keto train again. So, Dave, 73s, Rust-Oleum, we love you, buddy. KN4VWA, clear.
All right, well, maybe stop in the grocery store. You don't want to add that to the list of places you've been asked to leave. And we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, go ahead, Rusty.
See you another time, Steve. Have a good one, W2T.
Well, Rusty, I say that about getting kicked out because back when I was a minister, I took the youth choir to get pizza one Sunday night after church, and we went to that pizza place. I was at a church up in Traveler's Rest, and so we stopped at that pizza place. I don't think it's there anymore, but it was right at the top of the hill, where Hillendale Golf Course used to be. It was right there where you turn, and it was a Pizza Hut, as a matter of fact, and we were the only people in there, and so, you know, we were being, you know, probably a little rowdy, but, you know, nothing unusual. And like I said, we were the only people in there, and the manager came over and told us that we were going to have to hold it down. And I just looked at him like, man, are you crazy? But I said, I was nice, and I said, okay. And I said, you know, I turned around on all my kids and told them, all right, you know, manager wants us to hold it down, so, you know. But anyway, he must have been really having a bad night.
You guys were the only ones in there, or else y'all were really bad. So, you know, it all just works out as to what it is. Anyway, let me get back over here. I want to go get me a snack before Net runs up here. And it's not far before Net time, so anyway, we'll catch you a little bit later. Don't hurt yourself out there on the tennis court today. KB4CBA, W2T, 73.
All right, well, I'll do my best to stay uninjured. This is a hard court up here. I'd rather play on clay, but anyway. So we'll just see how it goes. But have a good evening, and always good to talk to you, and hope everything works out on your computer there. 73s.